This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 15th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. NASA is really hoping today will be the day. STS-127 mission managers are scheduled to huddle this morning at 8:30 a.m. If it all looks good, they'll give the go-ahead for crews to begin fueling the Space Shuttle Endeavour for launch at 6:03 p.m. Eastern Time this evening. The last forecast I saw was updated at 11 last night and called for 85 degrees and a 50-50 chance of thunderstorms late this afternoon for the Space Coast. Another launch scrub would be the mission's sixth, so here's hoping. The National Transportation Safety Board is dispatching investigators to look at a Southwest Airlines jet that made an emergency landing in West Virginia on Monday. Witnesses say a hole opened in the fuselage and the cabin lost pressure. The initial report says Southwest Flight 2294, a 737-300, was en route from Nashville headed to Baltimore Washington International Airport when it suffered a rapid decompression. The crew declared an emergency and landed at Yeager Airport in Charleston, West Virginia. On examination, a one-foot hole was discovered in the top of the fuselage. There were no injuries reported. That incident happened about 30 minutes out of Nashville. A replacement plane took the passengers onto Baltimore. The NTSB has issued a safety recommendation for Boeing 767s based on a fire that badly damaged a cargo aircraft in San Francisco last year. The 14-page document reads, in part, quote, "The NTSB determined that the probable cause of this accident was the design of the supplemental oxygen system hoses and the lack of positive separation between electrical wiring and electrically conductive oxygen system components. The lack of positive separation allowed a short circuit to breach a combustible oxygen hose, release oxygen, and initiate a fire in the supernumerary compartment that rapidly spread to other areas. Contributing to this accident was the Federal Aviation Administration's failure to require the installation of non-conductive oxygen hoses after the safety issue concerning conductive hoses was initially identified by Boeing," unquote. A lengthy list of recommendations from the board to the FAA include, no surprise, requiring operators to replace electrically conductive combustible oxygen hoses and separate the O2 system from electricals. More details can be found in the text version of this story, dated July 14th, at aero-news.net. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. NAFI offers group memberships to flight schools. There's a new accreditation program available for aerobatic instructors. And the day we share the air with UAVs, inches closer. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, Flight Design USA President Tom Pagini updates us on a company milestone and on a personal project taking shape in his garage. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.